Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today, we're going to be enjoying a guided meditation on connecting to universal truths. Welcome. This meditation supports the stage 8 task of connecting to universal truths. Now, many religions and many ideologies are based on the same set of principles or emotional roots. And in this task, you are asked to explore different religions and different political ideologies to try and see what they have in common in terms of underlying roots and principles, not in terms of specific beliefs, but just those underlying roots and principles. Now, the hardest part of this task is reading about what you see as an opposing ideology without becoming defensive. So this meditation will support you in detaching from your own beliefs and exploring other beliefs in that same detached way. So we'll take a moment to get comfortable. You can sit or stand or lay down, it doesn't matter. You can close your eyes or keep them open. Do what works for you. You may want some paper nearby to write down your thoughts as you go. So a journal or some paper or a device where you can take notes. We'll start by taking a slow, deep breath and let it out like a sigh of relief. We'll take another slow, deep breath, and this time, send it out slowly, consciously, with purpose, all the way. Be at peace. You are here and now. Pause and repeat these breaths until you feel relaxed and at peace. So let's start our journey in your own world. Choose a political issue that you care about. It can be anything you like. Immigration, guns, taxes, anything. Just pick one. Now you are already feeling a little defensive. Where in your body do you feel this? It's probably in the solar plexus, the center of your individuality. Good. Breathe into that space. There is no danger here. Think of your political issue that you've chosen. What do you think is the right thing to do about it? What do you think is the right solution? Why do you think that is the right solution? Detail it to yourself now. Why is that the way to go? And why is that? And why again? Ask yourself why. Over and over, digging deeper. Why? And dig deeper. Why? Until you get down to the principle at the heart of your belief. take time to explore that now. Once you find that sort of root principle, write it down. And ask yourself, what is the emotion at the root of this? And write down that emotion too. Take a little time to just feel that emotion at the root of it all for you. Now for a real challenge. Consider someone you know and like, but who has the opposite opinion on this particular issue. You know them, you like them, but they feel differently. Imagine you are them. Put yourself in their place. You are them. As them, ask yourself, what do you think is the right thing to do here? What do you think is the right solution? And why? And why? And why, and why. Keep asking why until you get down to the principle at the heart of the belief. Take time to explore this as your friend now. Once you have the principle, write it down and ask yourself, what is the emotion at the root of this principle? And write that down too. Take a little time to just feel that emotion and to sit with the truth that you just discovered. At the heart of all ideologies are principles. And each principle is based on an emotional root. These emotional roots ultimately boil down to one thing: love. Even if they don't look that way on the surface. Every belief system starts with love. And that love may be applied in very, very different ways. Or that love may prioritize certain people over others. But love is love. When you are ready, bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Notice how you feel. Take this feeling with you and return to it anytime you like. take the time to explore as many pairs of opposing opinions as you can. Find the truth at the heart of them all. And don't be surprised when that truth is love. And if you can find the love at the heart of them all, then you have found the universal truth. This is a challenging exercise, for sure. You can repeat this not for just political ideologies, but for religious ideologies, for moral or social ideologies, for absolutely any belief that you may hold about how life should be lived or what people should do or not do. As challenging as it is, this is one of the most important exercises that we can do because it helps us to see the love at the heart of everyone else. Despite the fact that on the surface it may appear that that love is being applied in very different ways. But this really helps us to see the positive intentions that the large majority of other people have. And this helps us, this is key to helping us see them as human and connect to them as well. Which reinforces all of your efforts from back in stage four. I hope you've enjoyed this guided meditation today. Thank you for joining me. That's enough homework for one day. And as always, I will be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.